Hey everybody, you're listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiana's Lip Smacking Podcast right here on the Anchor platform, but obviously you can catch us on other platforms as well, like Apple and Google and Spotify, Stitcher, and many, many more, all right? iHeartRadio, come on now, somebody tell them! Thank you so much for clicking, and we do hope you plan on sticking in. You know how we do when we do what we do. We give you some hot topics, a little bit of consumer reports that you need to know about, and we're just here to have a little bit of fun, all right? So thank you so much for your support. Please keep on coming back. If you like what you hear, then give us a little bit of cheer. We have messaging systems and all kinds of cool stuff. Grab the link, share it with your friends, send it on over through the text. You know what to do with those thumbs. Let's have fun, guys.
The inauguration is coming up. Definitely excited about that. Some performers I heard are going to be Lady Gaga, J-Lo, and John Legend. Sending prayers to the wheelchair bully known as Rolling Ray. Rolling Ray is a cyber bully that is in a wheelchair. He has been on many talk shows. He has been on many court television shows. He's definitely in the limelight. I feel like he attacks people. Moving on, he was admitted to the hospital recently. His wig caught on fire. So I would say we would wish him a speedy recovery. This may be an incident to where he needs to humble himself. I will call it that. But we do wish him a speedy recovery, Mr. Rolling Ray. I was reading an article, and it was, remember how, I believe it was last week, we reported that the late actor, Tommy Lester, from Friday, he was known as Debo. Before he passed, he actually went and did the legal proceedings to change his name to Debo, just to pay homage to his character in the 2000 film Friday. I thought that was cool. I didn't know his name was Debo. I mean, when people see him, they call him Debo because that's what he's known for. But the fact that he legally changed his name is pretty dope. Days leading up to the inauguration are going to be a bit crazy. I know that Cheeto supporters around the world are going to be busy. They're going to be in their circles. They're going to be getting their sheets ready. They're going to be doing a lot of things. I was looking at one report, and the FBI is actually warning that the Cheeto riots will be happening in all 50 state capitals during the inauguration. And that's a bit scary. That is a bit scary. I saw a video and there was this lady. She had a Cheeto image behind her and she's, you know, has this Cheeto wording all over her, all over herself. And she's just marching. I don't even think she knows what she's marching for. But like I said, the FBI is warning people there's going to be various threats to harm President-elect Biden, and they're trying to do what they can to stop it. Now, I know some of the airlines were talking about banning, you know how you can travel if you are a registered gun owner? You can travel with your gun at the airport. You just have to, you know, you have to check it in, run it through TSA. Some airlines were saying they are going to stop the travel use with guns just until after the inauguration because they're so scared for Biden because, you know, Cheeto supporters are real. They are strong and they will do anything to prove a point. So let's just be a little bit cautious. Let's be safe. No road rage with anybody that has Cheeto paraphernalia on their car or the flags or whatever. Just I want to see everybody safe. And let's just be cautious out here, guys. I was reading a touching story about a teacher from Pennsylvania, black teacher. His name is Matthew Pierce. He said when he grew up, he grew up in a low income household, and he knows how well a meal can brighten up a home. And he's a teacher. And what he decided to do when he got his stimulus check, he bought Uber Eats gift cards and gave them out to his students and their families. He said, "This one is personal for me. I grew up in a low-income household, and I know what would solve one day's worth of problems, and that is a nice meal." That is the nicest story I have heard with so much chaos going on in the world. Shout out to you, Matthew, and keep being a great role model. One of those kids or a few of those kids in your class will definitely make a difference in this world. And those kids will never forget the teacher that fed them during the pandemic by just simply giving a gift card. Very, very nice and very, very thoughtful. Thank you. So I was one of the ones that did not want the vaccine. Saw a few reports. I saw people that looked paralyzed, people that couldn't walk, people that couldn't talk, people that grew big tongues, people that grew big lips. I had the flu vaccine back in, I want to say 2011, 2012, and it did so much damage to me. I vowed I would never get the flu shot again. No one told me it gave me the flu and my body had a bad reaction. I was down, I'm going to say I was down for about 3 days. Completely down, didn't eat. I was probably cute because I lost weight, but other than that, it just didn't do any good for my body. And a lot of what I'm hearing is we are going to need this vaccine to travel. Now, I definitely like to travel, like a lot. I at least like to be on a plane with a nice vacation at least twice a year. Now, it's not a lot, but that is something for me because you got to stack your coins, put your spending money aside, get your outfits together. So for someone like me, it's a lot, but I do like to travel. Knowing that I will have to have this stupid vaccine to travel is just kind of annoying for me. Not real happy about it. That's neither here nor there. There are companies right now like Oracle and Salesforce and Microsoft. They are creating a digital immunization record that you will be able to use with your Google Pay or your Apple Wallet. And they'll have codes on it that will verify your vaccine credentials. Now, I have talked to a few people that have taken the vaccine. They said the shit hurts. One said her arm was sore for about 2 days. After the second day, she did begin to have signs of feeling fatigued. And her next dosage is in February. She's not looking forward to it because the shit hurts. Nobody wants to do anything. They're forced to do something and the shit hurts. But we will see. Hopefully they'll come out with a better remedy of the vaccine. Because like I said, what I've seen so far doesn't look good, y'all. You know, and you can't get any compensation. If something happens to you medically, you're just screwed. You can't get any money from the government, the state, Social Security, disability, unemployment, job. Nobody's going to help you. You're just stuck with whatever the vaccine gives you. So we'll definitely be praying upon that. And let's just see where 2021 takes us. Mr. Elon Musk. People are looking for you. Authorities contacted Elon Musk last Thursday, and bruh has not been able to make a statement. He ain't trying to feel the heat. And that's because authorities are asking Tesla to recall about, I'll say 158,000 cars over the display of a malfunction. This malfunction would cause consumers, customers, loved ones to crash. The vehicles affected include Model S's from 2012 through 2018 and the Model X's from 2016 to 2018. During a review of the data, Tesla confirmed that all units would inevitably fail given the memory device's infinite storage capacity. I have no clue what that means, but if you have a Tesla, you need to call your local Tesla dealer, have them pull up to your house and bring you a new one, get you into a Toyota. I don't know what you need to do, but we need everyone safe out there. Turn your Teslas in. So this is just disgusting. Like, anyways, Jared and Ivanka told the Secret Service not to use any of the half dozen bathrooms in their home. So the federal government has to spend $3,000 a month, which to date is $100,000, because they need to rent a basement studio with a bathroom from a neighbor. That is just, you know what? This is all tied to the Cheeto, so I'm going to stop acting like I'm shocked, and I'm going to just let that sit there for y'all. Just let it sit there and marinate that these people will not let the Secret Service use any of the bathrooms in the home. They couldn't designate like three of the bathrooms, one for women, one for men. I mean, they have housekeepers and maids and servants and probably slaves still, and they won't let anybody use their bathroom. That is fucking disgusting. And the neighbor is racking the fuck up $3,000.
Stays focused at the game, bro. I've been on my grind, staying out the way. I've been out of town trying to make a play. Try to fuck with you, but you show me you fake. I can't trust no nigga, they be conversating. Made my way out, had to make it shake. I was in that hole, nobody gave me shit. Fuck these niggas thinking I was about to wait. And there's some niggas I called homie that could try to take. I done made some moves, I done made some plays. I done did some things, I can't take them back. 32 racks or more was my goal for the dick. And on my waist in case they coming back. Gone for a minute, they ain't really miss me. Now they see me and they be on it. I was in the building on stage, they ain't feel me, but I kept going. God got me so you know where west side, nigga has to stay focused. Let somebody try to stop me, boy, I swear to God I'll leave a hole in them. Grinding like every day Monday. No days off, no playtime, no fun days. I move by myself cause they snitch. I work for half pay on a Sunday. Don't tell me about broke, but I've been there. My bus is the cities you ain't been yet. I lived at the bottom when roaches was crawling, and I risked it all for a big check. Can't take disrespect from nobody. I do not owe none of you niggas. Ain't slept in a day and he tired. Can I employ some of you niggas? The check is not none of your interest. I'm hungry, ain't talking about dinner. I live my summers in December. Come from the dirt, I'ma win any none of you niggas. I've been on my grind, staying out the way. I've been out of town, trying to make a play. Try to fuck with you, but you show me you fake. I can't trust no nigga, they be conversating. Made my way out, had to make it shake. I was in that hole, nobody gave me shit. Fuck these niggas thinking I was about to wait. And some niggas I called homie that could die today. I told my mama be patient cause I'ma make it soon. Pack your bags and quit your job, we bout to make a move. Before I ever won, I swear I had to lose. Days I felt like dying, but I kept it cool. She said, boy, don't hang around with all them fake niggas. Niggas call you homie, but they snake niggas. Everything you think good ain't great, nigga. And every time you shine, no, they gon' hate you, nigga. Feeling away, I come from the west.
My chain from the lake, it don't got no waves. When I move away, I move like the feds. Not with the extras, but I got the weapons. But niggas that's checking, who is you niggas? Don't make me a killer, I just want my blessings. I don't even sleep, I've been on the road, tryna bring it home. Niggas asking me why I been gone, I don't answer phones. We was broke then, how you broke now? I cannot fuck with you niggas.
2050 stays, I made a risky decision,
I paid my sister tuition. I've been on my grind, staying out the way. I've been out of town, trying to make a play. Try to fuck with you, but you show me you fake. I can't trust no nigga, they be conversating. My way out, had to make it shake. I was in that hole, nobody gave me shit. Fuck these niggas thinking I was about to win. There's some niggas I called homie that could die today.
Send a special shout out to Courtney Outcast Bates. Thank you so much for leaving us a message. I wanted to just go ahead and play your message so people know that I wasn't just making it up, that someone left a message, like someone really left a message. And I want you all to leave us messages. Let's get this party cracking, okay? Like, I'm excited. Like, wouldn't you be? Like, we got a message. Let me play it for you right now.
Got you, love. Here to support, show some love. I'll be checking you guys out. And stay tuned, because I'm on the same mission.
Hey, everybody, this is Dawn Chanel, and I have some breaking news for you, okay? Some breaking news, all right? So, as we know, this is Trump's last day of work, okay? It's his last day, so he's getting shit done real quick and stuff. And, yeah, he's doing his pardons, and I got some news about some people that he's pardoned that you might be interested in knowing about. Trump, according to USAtoday.com, intervened in the case of rapper Bill Capri, also known as Kodak Black. The president commuted a 46-month sentence following his conviction last year for lying on a background check related to a gun purchase. Okay. Oh, he can't do that. I'm glad I know that now. Okay. That's good to know. Whoa, you guys. So it looks like if you like Kodak Black music, you can look forward to some lyrical gifts from him pretty soon. Because, I mean, he's got a lot to talk about. And he was pardoned by the president, who kicks up a lot of, you know, shit. So he's going to have some stuff to talk about. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew about that. And that's not the only person that he has pardoned. He is pardoning all kinds of people, okay? Okay, all kinds of people, including Steve Bannon. Now, if that name doesn't ring a bell to you, well, because, well, you know, whatever. But his name is Steve Bannon, and it's controversial because this is the guy who pleaded not guilty to charges of defrauding donors with the We Build a Wall online fundraising campaign. So Trump was like, oh, I'm gonna let you out too, okay? So he is just helping out whomever he wants. Another rapper he has a pardon is rapper Lil Wayne. According to CNN.com, rapper Lil Wayne received a pardon after pleading guilty to a gun possession charge in Miami. Okay, so there was Kodak Black and Lil Wayne, and they both had, you know, Lil Wayne had a gun possession charge, and, you know, Kodak Black with his weapons charge. Okay, so they're both, maybe they should even start writing something together now, because that's content right there. Okay, that's content right there. Now, a lot of people were wondering if he was going to pardon anybody in his family, and or if he was going to even pardon himself. So he has not pardoned anyone in his family as of yet, nor has he pardoned himself, but he does have until noon on Wednesday, which is the 20th, to do that if he wants. So look, he's already been making some surprises. I wouldn't be surprised if you can do it. Like, if I had the power to pardon my family members and myself at the very ninth hour, look, it's getting done. You're not going to be my daddy or my father-in-law or cousin or uncle or whoever is in trouble with it, related to him. You is not going to be related to me and pardon Lil Wayne, pardon Kodak Black, pardon the other motherfucker who scammed people with the wall money. You're not going to sit up here and pardon them and not pardon me. So I wouldn't be surprised if his family members get passes and he gives himself a good old golden pass himself. All right. Well, that's one way to get up out of here. All right, guys, let's get on with the show. Just had to make sure that everybody was in the know. Hey, everybody, this is Dawn Chanel. Thank you so much for, you know what I always say, clicking in and sticking in. You are listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiana's Lip Smacking Podcast. And, yeah, it is here. The time that we have all been waiting for is here. The big inauguration, right? The changing of the guards. Big stuff. A lot of excitement. Scary excitement. Optimistic excitement. All kinds of emotions. We've witnessed a lot of craziness. We talked about it on the last show. We witnessed a lot of craziness, and they since then have even discovered some problems that were scheduled to occur that they were able to thwart in some way. But everyone is on high alert and making sure that everything is as safe as can possibly be. This is a crazy time. I mean, you know, there are eras in life as the world grows and continues to evolve over time, and people come and go. And this just happens to be an era that we are witnessing, that we are a part of. We saw something happen that we might have only seen in movies, right? And we are witnessing leadership that we thought, you know, this type of leadership, bad guy leadership, you know, I'm not, you know, it only happened, you know, back in the day in history time. We don't think of it as, you know, crazy corruption could be happening like right now. Like, that's crazy. Like, of course we think of, you know, corruption can happen right now, but to this magnitude, like in our face, like the audacity of it all, it's really wacky. It's really, really wacky. So tomorrow is going to be the beginning of another new era that we will be embarking upon. And I just hope that we can enter into this era together with unity and can kind of more so be more understanding of one another and more appreciative of one another, and kind of let, like, if you can't let go of the hate, because it's really hard to say turn off the hate, because it's been embedded deep for the past, it's been embedded deep already and then unleashed really recklessly over the past 4 years, and it's really woven in and embedded deep in the fabric of a lot of people. So we can't say, oh, just turn off your hate. If you can't turn off your hate as we enter into this new era, then possibly you can tuck it away. Tuck it away, hide it, you know, nobody needs to see it. Okay, if you have a tail, you don't have to wag it, tuck it down your pants, enjoy your tail in the privacy of your own home, right? We don't have to be out in the streets being ugly and nasty out and about in the world, you know? Another thing I want to talk about is layered thinking, right? If we can just move forward and out of the group thought that we were all, you know, I'm going to just put myself in it as well, so I'm not like separating myself from the masses, because we're all in this together. But we were all in this group thought. And once you realize, like, wait a minute, this group thought is a very heavy process, and this is not actually feel good to think this way, we start, you know, some of us start to pluck away from that, start to pluck away from that group thought, and you start to, you know, we start thinking for ourselves. So as we continue to move into this beautiful 2021, let's continue to think for ourselves and think in a layered way. Like, pull back the different layers of, pull back all the aspects of the conversation, all of the angles, see it from all of the angles. Stop only holding on to one way of thought and dig deeper. And I believe in my heart that if we can do that, I don't necessarily have to agree with you and you don't have to agree with me. But if we pull back the layers in our conversation, we can understand where each other are coming from. It doesn't mean that we have to see exactly eye to eye. But once we start to appreciate, there are some layers of which you that I might find attractive in what you're saying. And there are some layers that you might find attractive in what I am saying. And then if we put those layers together, then we can start to have a better, we can start to have a better unity. We could be more in unison. It's really hard to be in unison when one group is all, ah, and the other group is all, ah, ah, right? Well, okay, let's eliminate the ah and put the stuff together that we like to, that sounds good, right? Then we start to harmonize. And that's what I wanted to talk about. So we are embarking upon a new era tomorrow. And up until this point, we've experienced so much, but it doesn't mean that we have to keep that so much legacy going. We can go ahead and cut ties with that and keep it pushing. All right, I will be right back. All right, guys, so you know I bring you the consumer stuff, okay, sometimes, most times, and I want to encourage you to stick to PowerBook. It's called PowerBook 2, if you are a Power fan and you followed it and you moved into PowerBook 2, that focuses on Tariq's life while he is in college and everything that comes with that and the life choices that he's made and, you know, will be making. Here's the thing. I know how people feel. if you probably watched the first, you know, first, second, third episode, couldn't, you know, stick with it because it is different than Power. It is, because these are not all, you know, well-established adults, you know. James and the attorneys and the drug dealers, all of them, they were established grown adults. The connects, you know, the suppliers, all of those, you know, maybe had some corner boys, but for the most part, they were adults. Now, when we go to Power Book 2, we do have adults, of course, you know, we have professors, teachers, attorneys, Tasha, obviously. We do have the adults there, but it's more so going to be centered on a younger lifestyle. It's like if you, well, it's not anything like Different World, but if A Different World has some scandal, you know what I mean? Like if Jada Pinkett, you know, when she was that character on A Different World, if she was pushing her dope through campus, she would be like the female Tariq, okay? There. It would kind of, so it gives you that college feel. So once you kind of shake that and understand, like, okay, it is a different atmosphere, a different setting, then you can get more into it. And I would say stick to it, because the development of his character was so, I'm not even gonna look, go watch it, give it a chance. And if you don't agree with me, come the last episode of the season, then let me know. Tell me what you think. But I highly recommend that you get into it, okay? What's another one that's out there? And that, when I'm talking about Power, that's on the Stars Network, okay? The Stars Network. Now, there's another network. It is the Showtime Network. And it has this show right now. And the show, it's really good. It is a very intense show, okay? And I highly recommend, again, it is on the Showtime Network, and the main star is Bryan Cranston. And if you are familiar with Bryan Cranston, he was also on Breaking Bad, along with other, many other shows. El Camino was derived from Breaking Bad. So if you're familiar with that, I don't think he was not on El Camino. He was on Breaking Bad, but that's in relation to it. So just to kind of give you some, I just kind of want to point you in the right direction. He actually started, well, I don't know if he started here, but Malcolm in the Middle, he used to be the dad on Malcolm in the Middle and just wowed everybody with his acting abilities when we saw him doing all of these big movies. So with that being said, Bryan Cranston is in it, and it is called Your Honor, and it is very, very intense, anxiety-inducing, all of that. It's one of those. It is a build-up, okay? It is a build-up, and it is a story, okay? It is a build-up, and it is a story. So give it time. If you want to build them up. I highly recommend you build them up. So if you want to get yourself a Showtime account, in about 3 weeks from now, and go ahead and binge it, I think you would like it. It is it's cringy in a way, but it does make for a good TV. Okay, is there anything else? Oh, I do have some qualms, with a series that I watched on Netflix. It is an excellent series, okay? An excellent series. I have no complaints about the actual story. It was very good, very engaging. I am talking about Lupin. Lupin, the main actor on there, his name is Omar Sy. And Lupin is, I think it's like a French movie. A French series, but it's dubbed over. So if you're okay with that, then, you know, be okay with it. But my qualms is that it is only five episodes. Now listen, I know that I told you guys how much I loved Queen's Gambit. Queen's Gambit was six, I think. Was it six or seven episodes? So that was just enough, okay? But Lupin is only five episodes. So, I mean, it's good. It gives you enough. But because Lupin is so good, I wanted more. So I get my qualms is it was so good that I wanted more. So now I'm like, oh man, are they gonna come back? When is it gonna be the next one? So I was disappointed in that because I wasn't completely satisfied. I felt like I didn't get enough. I loved it so much and I felt like I didn't get enough. So that's my thing on Lupin. And then my last thing that I wanna bring to your guys' attention that I want you guys to give a chance. If you dropped it and didn't want to give it a chance, I want you to go back to it. It is a beautiful love story. This one is on Netflix. It is Bridgerton, okay? Bridgerton is about a family, a very wealthy family, along with a bunch of other women who come together during the summertime and men come and, you know, court them and they're looking for wives and the women want to be chosen and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's a very good story. It is slow on the uptake a little bit. It is, I will not lie, but if you stick to it, let me tell you, ooh, yeah, you'll understand why I said that when you watch it. Yeah, it gets good, okay? It gets damn good, okay? So give it a chance. It gets damn good. So stick to it, okay? My sister, she watched like one episode and was like, nope, can't do it. I was like, go back. So I gotta follow up with her and see what she thought. Again, if you don't agree, if I send you here and you binge it and you're like, ugh, I can't believe you made me waste 8 hours of my life. I think this one is seven episodes. Is it seven or eight? I don't know. If you think I'm gonna make you, you know, look, you get mad. We do have a messaging center here, so leave me a message, okay? And we can get it in. If there's anything you want me to check out, let me know. I don't watch too much, although I do watch when I watch. I'm always, you know, it's kind of fun to multitask and have something on. And it's kind of fun to veg out sometimes in the middle of the night and just kind of watch something. So if there's something that you want me to check out, let me know. Let's review it together. It will be my pleasure. Until next time, guys. I'll be back. Or maybe we should close out the show. I don't know. I mean, I've been running my mouth and everything. Let's just close out. Let's do that. Let's close out the show and say thank you so much for being where you are right now. Thank you very much.